You never know who is going to be a defensive hero in a football game. Sometimes the biggest tackle is made by a quarterback. In the Holy Trinity Academy Knights' 10-7 victory over Red Deer's Hunting Hills Lightning September 17, a game-saving tackle was made by a quarterback after an HTA fumble. On the previous play, I had hurt my knee and I knew that there was nothing going to stop this guy except for me to save this game, said Knights quarterback Ryan Peterson after the victory in Okotoks. I said, let's make a play and worry about the pain later. Holy Trinity Academy Knights were marching down for a game-clinching TD with less than 2 minutes in the fourth quarter when an HTA running back fumbled on Hunting Hills' 31-yard line. A Hunting Hills DB scooped up the ball and was racing the other way for the game-winning touchdown only to be hauled down by Peterson, 20 yards from paydirt. The Knights still had some work to do. The Lightning had a 1st and 10 from the HTA 20 and were able to pick up a first down. HTA forced a 3rd and 2 from the Knights' 6-yard line when the defense made another big play. They were able to force running back Nolan Barriger to fumble and HTA took over on downs. It was the third time in the game HTA took over on downs. We knew number 6, Barriger, was getting the ball the whole time. He was running and running, said Knights' defensive lineman Ted Tell. And we did it, we secured it, just great all-around defense there. Tell made a huge play in an earlier third down hold. The Lightning had a 2nd and 5 when Tell was able to hit Hunting Hills quarterback Alexander Wilson's arm as he attempted to throw to a wide open receiver. The Knights held on the following play. Defense ruled the evening as there was the type of strong wind from the west that Ian Tyson sings about. In fact, the Knights opened the scoring on the first play of the game when HTA kicker Gabriel Marquardt put the ball through the end zone on the opening kickoff. They would add another point in the opening quarter when Briseño's booming leg forced another single. The Knights did something weird in the second quarter when their offense had to go into a stiff wind. They passed the ball. Hunting Hills was blitzing linebackers and we decided the middle was wide open and we could throw in behind the linebackers, Peterson said. We drove down the field and made points. Offensive coordinator, Bill McConkie, has faith in my arm and I have faith in my arm. So just put some pepper on it and let it fly. Some pepper with a soft touch. Shortly after HTA's defense stopped the Lightning on downs in the second quarter, the Knights' offense was facing a 3-10 at the Lightning 35. Going into a strong wind, the HTA brass decided to go for it. I saw the outside linebacker coming on a blitz and I just said, hold your water, step up and deliver the ball, Peterson said. Chris Peloso made a great catch and we got the first down. That was the game changer. The quarterback called his own number on the next play and ran it in for the TD. A successful 2-point conversion made it 10-0 at the half. HTA Knights quarterback Ryan Peterson goes in from 6 yards out for HTA's lone touchdown in their 10-7 win over the Hunting Hills Lightning on September 17. By Brent Calver, Okotoks today, however, the Lightning proved why it went into the game as the 7th-ranked Tier 2 team in the province. They closed the gap to 10-7 in the third quarter when Wilson took it from 3 yards out on a play action. Meanwhile, the Lightning held the HTA attack scoreless in the second half, and came within a tackle of winning the game. Lightning coach Kyle Sedgwick was happy with his team's effort. This was Holy Trinity's 4th game and it was our 2nd, Sedgwick said. We had only 4 players play in our game, last week, who had any high school football experience. A lot of our guys, their last experience was Bantam. This was a huge learning experience for us. Tonight, we were way better. Great things to learn from. I don't care about winning or losing on September 17. Our whole goal every year is to get better and hopefully play Holy Trinity again in provincial playoffs. He said part of that learning experience included going for it on 3rd and 2 late in the game rather than kicking the tying field goal. HTA coach Matt Hassett said the Knights dodged a bolt of lightning. We are improving but we have to stop shooting ourselves in the foot, Hassett said. We took a lot of silly penalties. We had a running back, Michael Eagle Bear, who was gone for the touchdown and no one was going to catch him, but we took a penalty. We are making plays and sometimes selfish mistakes. I don't think it is this close a game if we were more disciplined. The 2-2 Knights are ranked number 9 in the tier rankings. Like Sedgwick, Hassett said his team is aiming for November, not September. but you can be guaranteed September 24th as one day HTA has targeted. The Knights will travel 12 kilometers south to take on the Foothills Falcons in a most civil rivalry at the Comp at 6 p.m.